going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, man. Powered by Scotty's Vodka. DMV made, amazingly smooth, and loved everywhere. Brian?
Yeah.
I had a question for you. Phone lines are open for questions for you. But I got this one via social media that I thought was really pretty good and really pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's from our boy C-Dub, 1906. Curtis, that always listens. My Ask B. Mitch Anything question was, where were you when you found out you were drafted? Who called you from the team? How did you celebrate? Did you cry?
My eyes sweated a little bit. I was at my apartment.
I thought you were at your parents' house.
No, I was at my apartment.
In
Lafayette, Louisiana. And then I left from there, went over to, after I got drafted, I talked with Don Bro. He was the running back coach. He called me and said, we're going to give you a call back in about 5 to 10 minutes, and then I talked with he and Coach Gibbs.
Did you have to stay at your apartment because you had to be near a landline, right?
No, cell phone. I had my big one back then? I had that big cell phone back in 1990. Yep.
That doesn't surprise me. You're like a tech guy guy.
As soon as they started selling them, I had one in my car, believe me.
I
went over to this place. One of my buddies' dad, one of the guys on the team, his dad owned this little bar called Pete's. And we went into Pete's, and the night just started up, and it went for a long time.
I believe.
Yeah.
When did you talk to your father?
It was immediate.
Coach called you, you called him?
Yeah, on the way to the bar.
What was that like?
It was cool. I mean, I say, you know what? Dude, yeah.
Was everybody's eyes sweating during that conversation?
I don't know if I don't think he was crying.
What about your mom?
He was just telling me how proud he was. Both of them said how proud they were. But, my dad said, like I always tell people, like, you get drafted, that's easy. Now you got to study. He said, now you know the work starts. And I said, yep, I'll start tomorrow, but tonight I'm about to have some fun.
Landfill, is it at all surprising, knowing Brian like we do, that his dad said, getting drafted is easy, now the work starts on the day he was drafted?
Not at all.
To understand people, you got to understand where they come from.
That's the military mindset,
that is
baby.
Definitely where you come from. all right, let's hit these phones. 800-636-1067. Tim is in Manassas. Timmy, fire away, dude.
What up, Tim?
Hey, guys. It's Jim from Manassas.
Jim, how you doing, bro?
Shout out to Jeff.
You sound like Tim, my bad.
It's all good, man. Good to talk to you boys again. So my wishes for tonight, I'm hoping they trade. Last night, first off, I want to congratulate Josh Connerly. Welcome to D.C. I was hoping last night we would trade and get some more picks. So I'm hoping for that, as well as some defensive picks. But I do have a question for B. Mitch into this, actually, Mitch, anything. obviously we had all that success last year, the best I've seen. But for us younger fans, this is uncharted territory. We had all this success, we made to the NFC Championship game. But I'm just worried about the team chemistry because obviously we have a lot of new players. And I think what's different from, you know, this as compared to back in the old days is like there was no free agency. So you had a lot of the same core that aged out, but you had the same core. So my question to B-Mitch is how can that chemistry sort of be stay consistent year after year, you know?
Well, it's your core. You know what I mean? They did have free agency. They had Plan B free agency. So you still had new people coming to the team every year. You had rookies and you also had other free agents coming in. But the whole thing about it, if you have the proper core, and I think that's what leads your team. You know, yeah, the coach is going to do their thing and, you know, the general manager and all trying to pick people that fit, that they think going to fit. But it's the core that's inside the locker room that's going to basically run it. And when guys step in the locker room, they're going to be looking to see how things are run. You know, yeah, you hear all these wild stories, but not many guys walk in the locker room and say, to hell with everybody, I'm going to do it my way.
Right.
No, they walk in the locker room and they try to see how this thing is run, what's going to go down. And if things have worked right, and I'm sure Bobby's going to be doing some of that stuff. You know, Jaden does it. Mikey's going to be doing it. I think that you'll have it fixed because guys come in and they look at the guys who's been around,
Terry,
who's had the success. Terry is definitely one of those guys.
Louvu.
They see those guys and they begin to try and follow them. And I believe the same thing will keep happening.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. There's a lot of hard workers in that room that don't have time for the BS. And they're not like, they're not actively seeking it out to like, nobody's looking to like run you out because you're not buying in. Everybody's like, yo, what's up? Come on in, but you better be ready to go.
Yeah, because like, listen, man, one thing that players understand, you have a right to be you.
Right.
Long as it don't affect us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every player wants that same respect to where I can be me long as I'm not causing issues. So if you're a guy who likes to play your music, you play your music. But when you step in into a community place, you got to slip it off.
Right.
You got to step back a little bit.
Totally.
When you step out, and then guys that don't like to talk to everybody, you don't have to.
There
but
are
we
dudes
gonna,
that
when
are,
we come to work, we going to work.
There's dudes that are into like the fashion, and then there's dudes that just want to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
There you go.
And nobody has beef with the other for what they're doing,
yeah.
But nobody's also judging the other
but
for what they're doing.
Because I think it's a misnomer where fans think that everybody's just exactly the same way and everybody does the same stuff. No. It's just like you when you go to the work, there are people at your job that you don't see eye to eye with, but y'all see eye to eye when it's work time.
Sure.
So it's the same thing in our locker room.
Greg is in Fairfax. Greg, what do you got for B?
First of all, I got no problem with our draft pick last night. Anytime you can find big body people with those skills, you can't pass them up. But if we could, I would prefer us to get an edge guy. Let me preface my recommendations by saying I mostly watch SEC football. So if somehow Nick Scorton from Texas A&M or Landon Jackson from Arkansas fell to us, I think that'd be great. If we couldn't get an edge, I like the idea of adding to our cornerback room with Trey Amos out of Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was no one highly ranked on our boards at either position as a sleeper, we could do a whole lot worse for as a weapon with Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee.
Yeah, he can play. I think there's more picks coming. B, talked about it. Is there? Thanks for the call, Greg. What do you want to see tonight? As of now, they only have one pick. There's two rounds of drafts and comp picks at the end of the third. As of now, Washington only has the 61st pick.
And I'm going to tell you, just like I told you before, if Adam Peters decides he wants to try to move out and then go back, I'm cool with it. If he decides that, oh, this guy fell in our lap, he's the highest on our board, and he takes him, I'm cool with that. A lot of the names that the guy just named, they all those names came up last night as we were talking about stuff. You know, Logan is big time on it too. But if those guys are not on Adam Peters' radar, sorry. You got to move on. You were the one, first one said, you say, what we need is to get a GM and then let him do his job.
Yeah.
And you said, that's the number one job. And ever since then, I said, we got the right GM. We got the number one guy everybody wanted.
He was the one dude I wanted.
And he's been doing his work, and I've seen him have success. After success, after success. I'm not questioning him. You know, yes, I played ball. I think I know some stuff too, but I don't look at nearly enough stuff to question what those guys in that room is picking. Not at all. So I don't think they're going to go out there and – now, listen, to some people prior, they didn't have success. So that gave us even more authority and power to question them. These guys are having it, so we got to give them a benefit of the doubt.
Is there specifically like a position you'd like
I'm
to
looking
see
for
a player
edge rusher.
You'd like to
I'd
see?
Rather an edge or something. I want – listen, I said it a week or two ago. If they went offensive line, defensive line, the whole draft, I would not have one problem with that.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go to Scott in Haymarket. Scott, what up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. I just had a question for B-Mitch. I know this is after his time and everything, but how much do you think that players in today's game, just athletes, professional athletes, read social media, read comments on social media, look at tweets, even go as deep as reading Instagram comments and everything? I kind of wanted to get your thoughts and see where athletes' heads are in today's space.
I think they read it too much. I think they read it all day. I think everybody in all aspects of society today read it too much. You know, I would. People always say they don't care, but they always react to what somebody said. So if you're reacting to what somebody said, you actually care. And I tell people all this: if you are not in control of your own feelings, don't read any damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir,
they listen, man. These dudes back in the day, people say I don't read the newspaper, but they always had a comment about the story that was in the paper.
Always.
So right now, it's even more accessible. You have to go get the paper or it has to be delivered to you. If you go outside, go get it, bring it in. Now, you're just walking around in your phone going ding, ding, ding all day if you got your little sound on it, and you're reading every damn thing that people say. And as Doc Walker always say, why the hell do you care about people you don't even know what their comments are?
I completely agree. What percentage of athletes do you think have a burner account nowadays? I know there was a story a little bit ago about Kevin Durant and a couple of professional big names having burner accounts. What percentage do you think of athletes?
I don't know the percentage, but I think a lot of them probably do.
Here's what I can tell you.
You think it's,
what the percentage, hold on, the percentage of athletes that have a burner account is the same percentage as people that have one. Like we think there's this delineation. Like they're just people with an Instagram or a Twitter. Like you got accountants and insurance adjusters and attorneys. They have burner accounts. I bet the numbers are damn near the exact same.
Right, so.
Interesting. Very interesting. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Take care.
But to his larger point, hell yeah, these dudes are on social media. But people say that towards athletes with this, like, dismissive.
But everybody is.
Everybody's on it.
Listen, man, all you do, I just tell you this. Just go scour social media one day. You got housewives on social media. You got husbands on social media. You got business people on it. You got people that want to get some attention. You know, there's people showing all kinds of stuff on social media. So they basically say, hey, I could just post it right here, and I don't have to go around looking. So all kind of stuff out there. So athletes do it. They try to act like they don't, but a lot of them, they are too heavily involved with worrying about what someone thinks about them that has no bearing on nothing in their life.
100%, man. I think, so I don't do this very often, but just for the sake of this purpose, I don't know what constituted, I don't even know if this is talking about me or someone else. I just searched my name on Twitter. Someone named Cassandra Detweiler 13 hours ago wrote, J.P. Finley is such a nasty hoe.
For real?
Yeah. Shout out to Cassandra Detweiler. Hope you're all right.
Turns out you found my burner.
There was that one account, like, just J.P. Finley sucks. I wonder if there's a B-Mitch, Brian Mitchell latest. Although Brian Mitchell has, I mean, there's probably a lot more people named Brian Mitchell. Yeah, there's a
B-Mitch. You know one thing that you and I both know? The real Brian Keith Mitchell could give a damn about what they say. One
much.
Finger salute to you all.
That much,
have fun and take it home with your rotate on it.
I just,
just saying.
The rotate on it.
I do not give a damn.
Kind of got me.
I'm not going to go look for it. So have fun with it.
All right,
say what the hell you want.
I do think at some, like I've said this before, I think sometimes we get caught up in like, oh man, what are athletes doing? They're doing the same stuff most of us are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just, everybody looks at
them. They do what society
them,
does. It's just
through a different prism.
But they're put on a pedestal. They're put, and when they do something, people, oh, I can't believe. I hear people all the time, oh, an athlete did that. When a judge and a damn lawyer or a doctor or a priest does it, you don't say a damn word. Why is the athlete more harshly judged than those people who take oaths about doing stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean? Give me a break with that crap.
If any of the boys in the aquarium have a question for B, fire away. Right now we'll go to Brian in Fredericksburg.
What up, B?
A little B on B question asking.
So I'm asking B, Mitch. I'm going to be heading down to New Orleans and Baton Rouge and wanted to see what a good local spot that had some good food down there.
I'll be honest with you, just about any place you walk in going to have good food. You know,
the locals and not the big chains?
Don't do
all
the big chains. Try the locals. If you're in New Orleans, I'll give you a spot where they got a lot of different things. Denny's is a little spot with a ton of things. Mulot's has a lot of things for it. You'll have, if you want to try Commander's Palace or Acme Oyster Bar, Drago's, all those places are going to have great food. And now Drago's is in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, wherever, all over the state.
Also,
all right, cool. Appreciate it.
Hi, man.
Palace Cafe is an easy one to get into. I think it's right there on Canal Street. A lot of these are harder to get into. Palace Cafe, you just go walk, sit at the bar. They have this crab cheesecake joint, which is
look, man, I'm serious.
It is hard to just
the more
go wrong
of a hole in the wall it looks like, the better the food is going to be. Just think, you can just think about grandma in the back cooking the food for you. That's all it is.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It looks like Landfill is in position to ask B. Mitch anything.
Oh, my Lord.
I have a question, B. This is not completely ridiculous. If you know, after the Commanders draft all their players and they get them all in here together, if you were going to give them one piece of advice, what would it be?
Get off of social media. Listen, I tell people like this. Until you are adult enough and mature enough to be able to see somebody that says something negative about you and you're not offended by it or it doesn't make you move a certain way, if you can't do that, stop reading it, stop looking at it. Like now, I can laugh at it big time. I remember I used to come here every day, y'all know, telling JP about stop letting people bother him.
I think I largely have.
Yeah, I'm saying, but you weren't at first.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I would tell every guy, like, do that, to hell with that. But I just want you to go back and look at time spent. So I want people to do. Look at your time spent, screen time, on your phone. And it'll tell you that, you know what, you're looking at the damn phone too much.
Well, dude.
It is ridiculous the time you see.
One of my favorite parts about being out west for spring break was, I mean, the flight to and from California with a six-year-old, kind of damn far. Mm-hmm. But being out there and just the time difference, it like forced me to unplug a little bit more because I was missing games because we're at the pool, right? Mm-hmm. By the time I have time to look at my phone, it's midnight on the East Coast, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to sleep. It was just kind of pleasant.
See,
I'm not always going to unplug, but no, like it's nice to unplug for a portion.
The algorithms on these phones basically manipulate your mind into making you do what they want you to do, and you're not doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, they know what you like. They know. Hell, I told you the other day, CK sent an email, and right prior to him, I was talking about stuff. The email is exactly what I was talking about at home. And then I started getting all these. So people are going to try to make you do what they want you to do. And all of us think we have total control over our minds. No, you don't. Damn phone is running you. AI is running you right now.
This is a question from PJ Minley on social media. He says, if you're in the side of the team facility that has lobster and steak, would you bring some over for JP?
If JP would have asked me, I probably would have tried to hook him up. But he didn't ask me.
He was unaware.
I told you.
I was eating Paisanos.
I told
you
before what they had over there.
I was unaware. This is from a random social media user.
No.
This is from PJ Minley.
No, that's from JP Finley.
It's from PJ Minley.
When I was walking inside, I told JP Finley what I was going to get to eat, and he never said, man, try to give me some.
Well, that would be rude, but the random dude on social media suggesting it's a whole different matter.
Nah, but I'm not going to just offer. If I tell you what it is and you don't ask, that means you don't want it.
Who did you think of that three pack of skill position guys, Abuka, Hampton, and then Golden, that all went within like five or six picks? Mm-hmm. Who do you think is in the best scenario?
Green Bay, Golden.
You think? Just Jordan Love?
Because he's going to be on the field immediately, and then he's going to become the number one option because my man always hurt.
Watson?
Watson is always hurt.
Mr. Randy Watson.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.